Everything is expensive these days, you know that. The government is printing trillions of dollars in consumer prices higher than ever. If the government continues its printing and spending, the dollar could continue its free fall and lose its coveted role as the world reserve currency. Let's hope that doesn't happen. But there are a few things you can do right now. American Hartford Gold can show you how to protect your money, your retirement, your hard-earned savings against inflation by helping you diversify a portion of your portfolio into physical gold and silver. Start with a short phone call, and they can have physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or put inside your 401k or IRA. So please call or text them right now. Tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you. Call 877-444-GOLD, 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Again, that's 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Do you have a point of sale system you can trust, or is it a real POS? You need Shopify for retail. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify POS has everything you need to sell in person. Go to shopify.com/system, all lowercase, to take your retail business to the next level today. That's shopify.com/system.
Times are tough. I mean, we all know that. Even for the affluent in America, yeah, they can get by and they'll live pretty much the way they always lived. But for the working men and women and the poor, boy, it's devastating times. Yet most poor Americans vote for the people who have imposed the tough times upon them. And a lot of working class people do too. And it is always rattling around my mind, how much pain do we have to suffer before people start to wise up? And that is the subject of this evening's Talking Points memo. Here's the essential problem so that you understand it. The Democratic Party spends trillions of dollars unnecessarily. Since Biden has been in office, less than 2 years, $5 trillion in spending added to the national debt and to the budget. $5 trillion in less than 2 years. Unsustainable. What does that mean? It means that the economy is going to collapse if this continues, because we don't have the money. The United States doesn't have the money. So we print more money, and that brings down the value of the money in circulation. That's inflation. Yet 90% of Americans don't understand it and won't take the time to learn it. And I'm sitting here going, how many people are you going to vote for on the liberal side that are absolutely going to continue this? So Warnock will likely win today in Georgia. Okay? He's almost a communist, this guy. That's how extreme left he is. Yet all the networks are behind him, slashing Walker, not even mentioning any negatives on the Warnock side. And, you know, and then people are sitting there at home watching this stuff. They don't know. So there comes a point where Americans, working and poor, we're just going to have to go into insolvency. They're not going to be able to pay the rent. And we have food insecurity now in many places where people can't feed their children because they don't have enough money. Because everything that they had 2 years ago has gone up 40%. I mean, and I'm not exaggerating here, not everything, but a lot of stuff. So there's a new Gallup poll out, 1,822 adults, okay. Very simple poll. Have recent price increases caused any financial hardship for you and your household? Yes, 55% of the nation. 55%. Yet the midterms warrant a repudiation of the people who have brought this on the country. 2 years ago, this time, everybody was singing a song. Economy was robust, no inflation. Okay? So this isn't an opinion. Second question is that severe hardship affecting your ability to maintain your current standard of living. Okay? No, my standard of living is going down. It's a severe hardship, 13%. So maybe that's the problem, that the pain that's being inflicted on us hasn't reached the point where most people's standard of living has changed. And you know why? Because they can credit everything. So whatever you used to buy, you still buy and put it on a credit card, but your debt mounts and mounts and mounts, just like the U.S. debt mounts and mounts and mounts. And now we got another thing coming. We've got to refurbish our military in the Pacific to deal with China. That's going to cost hundreds of billions of dollars. We have to. So that's coming. You think that the Biden administration would know it's coming and then start to cut back in other places? Yeah. They throw tens of millions of dollars around like they were quarters. Yet again, people continue to vote for this. Yes, they think they're voting their own self-interest because of the entitlements they may get back. Now, COVID, yes. I mean, we all know that COVID devastated everything in this country. And Trump and Biden, and Trump was a big spender, by the way. He's a very big spender, but not at the Biden level. And Trump and Biden had to pass these, sign these bills that gave Americans financial relief. Okay. But you don't do that continually. This Inflation Reduction Act is absurd. Is the amount of wasteful spending, spending that goes into the pockets of private corporations to develop green stuff is in the billions, heavy billions. Nobody knows it. They don't pay attention to the Inflation Reduction Act. You go out on the street, I guarantee you, you ask 10 people what the Inflation Reduction Act, no one will know. Okay, so we're heading for Armageddon here in the next, if the Democrats win the presidency in 24, there will be a collapse. Okay, that's the memo. Now, Biden goes off to Arizona today. No reason why. No reason at all. Because the hotspot is Georgia, but the Georgia Democrats don't want him there. Because he would take votes away from Warnock. So he goes to Maricopa County, Phoenix, to do nothing. I mean, they're unveiling some green thing there. Okay, good. He didn't have to go there. Now, this costs us, the taxpayer, millions of dollars for him to go and come back. But an interesting question was asked by Peter Ducey of Fox News. Roll the tape.
Why go to a border state and not visit the border? Because the more important thing going on, they're going to invest billions of dollars in a new enterprise.
What a bunch of bull. All right, so Phoenix is about, I don't know, 120 miles away from the border. Easy helicopter ride. He didn't want to go to the border. Why? Because that brings attention to the border. And Biden will never go to the border. I shouldn't say that. They might be forced to, but he hasn't gone because it'll bring attention to the catastrophe of the border. But at least Ducey would ask questions like that. I mean, you think every White House car is, no, they don't care. All right, this Twitter thing in Biden. So once again, the Democratic Party's allies, the corporate media, with the exception of Fox News, they rallied around to suppress the Elon Musk story. So the Elon Musk story essentially is that Twitter suppressed information before the 2020 vote that would have hurt Biden. So now the mainstream media is suppressing the suppression. It was asked again by a Fox News correspondent, why or what does Biden think about it? Go.
that is a full of old news, if you think about it. And at the same time, Twitter is facing very real and very serious questions about the rising volume of anger, hate, and anti-Semitism on their platform, and how they're letting it happen. And, you know, the president said last week, more leaders need to speak out and reject this. And it's very alarming and very dangerous.
All right, so you see the strategy there. We're not going to mention the suppression of the Hunter Joe Biden story, we, the White House. Every time you ask about it, we're going to tilt off into there's hate speech on Twitter and we condemn it. See, this is called spin. That's what they do. All right. They being the media people in the White House. But they're not the big spinners. There's a group in K Street in Washington, D.C., a Democratic group. It's actually a few of them that every morning holds a conference call. And then they give directions to the news agencies and other people on how to deal with certain stories. But it was clear that Jean-Pierre had been coached. If you're asked about the Twitter suppression Elon Musk story, this is what you do. You say, it's old news and nothing new there, but Twitter is full of hate and we're going to... See? That's how it works. All right, so Trump hurt himself again for the, 10,000th time by saying that the election of 2020 was so fraudulent and so fixed that steps have to be taken to reinstall him as president, even if those steps negate some parts of the Constitution. That's essentially what he said. So that was not received well. And then he realized that that was not a good thing to say. So he's issued a clarification. And here it is. A massive fraud of this type and magnitude. Okay, I'm sorry. I was reading the original statement that I told you about. Here is the repudiation of the original statement. The fake news is actually trying to convince the American people that I said I wanted to terminate the Constitution. This is simply more disinformation and lies, just like Russia, 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 and all the other hoaxes and scams. What I said was that there is a massive and widespread fraud and deception, as has been irrefutably proven in the 2020 presidential election. Steps must be immediately taken to right the wrong, unquote. Okay, that's essentially what he said, but then he brought in the Constitution. The quote was, this fraud allows for termination of all rules, regulations, and articles, even those found in the Constitution. He can't say that. But the essence of what Trump was getting at was, I don't think his repudiation statement was dishonest. He just left out the part that he shouldn't have had there in there in the first place. All right, finally on the Biden front, Kirstie Alley's died. Now, why am I linking actress Kirstie Alley with Joe Biden? I will tell you in a minute. 71 years old, died from cancer. She's most famous from Cheers.
A decent boss would give me a second chance. I'll tell you something,
Don't say a guy would.
I wasn't going to say a guy would, but he would.
All right. I'll give you another chance.
All right. Thank you. Thank you.
But I want to make something very clear.
Okay.
You just got one chance left. Mm-hmm. And as far as I'm concerned, again, in baseball ease, it's the bottom of the ninth. You've got two outs, two strikes, and no balls.
All right, one of the most successful television shows of all time. Now, Kirstie Alley was conservative and a Trump supporter. So I was pleased to see some very nice obituaries of her today, but she'll be gone tomorrow forever because the Hollywood establishment turns on any performer or producer or writer who is not an ardent liberal, not just a kind of independent liberal. You got to be an ardent liberal you want to work out there. And I can prove that 87,000 ways when it comes to me myself. Okay, so now let's get another point of view, but it's a different play. I don't want to bring in a Democrat to just cut up Trump. I mean, what good is that for anybody? It's predictable. We don't do predictable. I didn't think Monica was that predictable, but she's standing by her man, obviously. So joining us now from Reno, Nevada, is Amy Tarkanian. She is a Republican strategist who was a former Nevada state GOP chairman and supported Donald Trump, but no longer does. Is that accurate?
That is correct.
And why are you not supporting him?
Well, first of all, I need to say that I was a delegate for President Trump, and I voted twice for President Trump. If anyone thought that Hillary Clinton were the better option, then you need to get your head examined. But, you know, President Trump actually did some pretty amazing things as far as, you know, with policy. But I think it was really the downfall for me is when he started to surround himself with grifters and conspiracy theorists. And then that led up to January 6th, where then he didn't move fast enough on trying to get people to stop what they were doing as far as, you know, going to the Capitol, even though I don't think that was the intent, the original intent. And it seemed to become more of a self-serving situation rather than focusing on the nation overall. He was losing his focus.
Well, there's no question he was late in trying to get those people out of the Capitol. But I don't think there's any evidence that he wanted that January 6th riot to take place. Have you seen any evidence of that?
No, I was just disappointed that he didn't do a George W. Bush moment and take a bullhorn and say, enough, you know, we need to unify and move on. And that just didn't seem to be the case. And I think, too, you know, the self-inflicting wounds that you and Monica were touching on, you know, with the fact of having dinner with Kanye West, with that Nick Fuentes guy who we know is an anti-Semite, these are self-inflicting wounds. And you've got him now, you know, demeaning and demoralizing Governor Ron DeSantis, calling him Ron DeSanctimonious, attacking Governor Glenn Youngkin, saying that he sounds Chinese, like that's supposed to be a bad thing. He's his own worst enemy.
Well, he's always been, though, and he won the presidency. I mean, that's the reply. Look, this guy did something nobody else in American history ever did. He did it his way, as Paul Anka once said, and he's not going to stop. So
yeah.
I don't think Nevada right now, your state, would vote for Trump again. I don't think he's got enough juice in that state, because if he did, then the midterms would have gone to the GOP, and they did not. Correct?
Correct. And actually, he never won our state. He came close, but not close enough to get into the W column. And I think, unfortunately, too, because of the misbehavior, because of the brashness and some of the aggressiveness and I mean, quite honestly, you know, he can be rude. And in the beginning, I think most people, at least Republicans, were happy to have somebody who was a fighter, who wasn't going to back down, who finally had a spine and taught people how to speak up and speak out. But then it just seemed to steamroll out of control. And so you had candidates, especially this go around, and unfortunately, you know, I'm not a Mitch McConnell fan, but when he said that, you know, the warning of basically questioning the quality of candidates, we saw that here in the state of Nevada. And we had a bunch of candidates who felt that they were going to emulate President Trump's misbehavior, not the good parts, but the bad parts, and try to pretend like that was a sign of strength. And in fact, it turned off the third party voters. And that happens to be our largest and fastest growing party registration as we speak.
Okay. Is there anything that could look? Joe Biden's a disaster. Everybody knows it. Anybody who's honest knows it. And if he's not going to run again, but if he did, you couldn't vote for Biden, could you?
No, I would just hope that another strong GOP contender, more of a statesman or a stateswoman who can bring those policies with the package. I'm hoping and praying for somebody to step up.
Are you ready to support DeSantis or Youngkin or any other Republican at this juncture?
Oh, 100%.
Yeah.
Even if it was Kristi Noem, if it were Nikki Haley, Tim Scott. I mean, I think we have a much deeper bench than the Democrats by far.
Okay. But you haven't selected one person for your vote. I mean, you got a long time, obviously.
Right.
But you're not you're not in stone with one person.
I would love Governor Ron DeSantis. However, my friends in Florida don't want to see him go. And he's so young that, you know, he can actually wait. He can sit out for another term
and have
another successful term as governor. I know. I'm hearing behind the scenes that he's getting his ducks in a row.
If Trump self-destructs, it's Youngkin going to go in, and not Youngkin. It's DeSantis going to go in heavy. He's got the money to do it. But he doesn't want to go up in primary Trump, which is an interesting dilemma for a lot of Republicans. You know, you don't want Trump and DeSantis tearing each other's throats out, which could happen. Last word.
Yeah, and it would be unfortunate. But yes, if Governor Ron DeSantis were to run, and I would definitely jump on his team, 100%.
Okay, thank you very much for helping us out, and have a nice holiday season. I hate that trite phrase, holiday season. How about enjoy the season in the desert?
Sounds good. Thank you, Bill.
Nice place to go. Smart Life. Okay, I hope you like this segment. If you don't like it, tell me, because it's not a hard news segment, and we're primarily hard news here. But I think it's important for us, and we have a lot of information, to give you that information. So, we have less than 3 weeks before Christmas, right? And then we go into the New Year's stuff and all that. You got to plan everything today. But if you want to do anything, you got to plan today. Because if you don't, you're not going to be able to do it. Because everything's going to be sold out or this, that, and the other thing. So let me give you an example. On Christmas Eve, my family go to 4 o'clock Mass. Okay? Why? Because it's a zoo, all the other Masses. So people who never go to church, Catholic Mass, they go on Christmas and Easter. You know, if you don't go on Christmas and Easter, you might as well just pack it, right? So the churches are like crazy. But 4 o'clock Mass is a little, you know, that's the first one. And it's dark and the carols are still relevant. So we go to 4, right? And then we go out to dinner. Now, many restaurants are open, but some are not. So we got to check it. And, you know, it's a pretty big reservation, so we got to get the seats. And if I don't do that now, I'm not going to get the seats, even though it's me. Okay, so I'll wind up in a diner someplace. Nothing wrong with diners, but Christmas Eve. And then on Christmas Day, we got to have the big meal in the afternoon. Okay, and luckily my sister is a great cook, so she takes care of all that because I don't know what I'm doing. But we have to get the ingredients and what we're going to get and where we're going to get it and who it's going to be delivered and what's going to be shopped for and all of that. Okay, I assume you guys can take care of your own Christmas present situation. Then on New Year's cycle, New Year's Eve, New Year's Day. New Year's Eve, forget it for me, I'm out of it. I don't want part of it. I don't like the hats. I don't like the horns. I don't like going to Vegas to watch Lady Gaga or somebody like that. I'm out. New Year's Day, people over, you know. And again, got to plan it. Invite ahead of time. You want them to be available because New Year's Day is popular. So in Smart Life, whatever you're going to do, write it down, plan it now, execute it. This day in history, December 6, 1849, a American hero who most people have never heard of, Harriet Tubman, escaped from slavery in Maryland. Now, this woman was one of the most extraordinary people in American history. So 173 years ago, December 6, 1849, she bolts and she walks to Philadelphia, a free situation. All right, there she reorganizes, works as a free woman, even though if she went back to the South, she would be, and gets enough money to start to organize freeing the slaves, which she does, okay? She even frees her 90-year-old mother. And she was responsible for 300 slaves being moved out of that slave territory. Okay, now, while she was a slave, at age 13, she was severely beaten. I mean, this is just horrifying, and had physical problems her whole life because of those beatings that she got in Maryland. So anyway, she organizes the Underground Railroad with others, and they pump slaves, escaped slaves, up to the north. She herself personally rescued 300. Civil War breaks out. She goes back to South. This is Harriet Tubman again. Becomes a spy for the Union. She lives until age 91 in upstate New York, buried with full military honors. Now, how many people know that story?
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Do you have a point of sale system you can trust, or is it a real POS? You need Shopify for retail. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify POS has everything you need to sell in person. Go to shopify.com/system, all lowercase, to take your retail business to the next level today. That's shopify.com/system.
Iran says it will disband the morality police. Don't believe it. All right. Iran's not disbanding anything. They're going to terrorize their citizens for not wearing a burqa properly or whatever. It's an insane asylum over there. And we just should thank God, and I mean that literally, that we live in the USA. I mean, over there. So they get, now they're going, oh, yeah, we're not going to do the morality police, the people who killed the young woman who wore her burqa wrong. Now we're going to get rid of them. They're not going to get rid of them. They'll call them something else. Now, here's a story. So you know I read Daily Chatter, which is our foreign news partner, every morning because I want to be prepared to report to you. All right, so today there's a story on Indonesia. Now, most Americans don't know anything about Indonesia. Throw it on up there. All right, so it's in Southeast Asia, and interesting country, primarily Muslim, and but it's all over the place. I mean, there are tigers running around Indonesia. So there are new laws coming for the Indonesian citizens. Talk about insanity. Okay, the first law is if you insult the president of Indonesia, you get 3 years in prison. And who decides what the insult is? The president of Indonesia. No one else. So no defense. The guy goes, hey, you insulted me, see you in 3 years. That's number one. Number two, you can get 5 years for insulting the national flag or the anthem. Again, who's going to decide what that entails? The government. So Colin Kaepernick, he be serving right now. And then this is no sex outside marriage. So a few days ago, Indonesia's parliament passed a criminal code that says if Indonesian citizens have sex outside of marriage, they can go to prison. But no one can accuse the people involved in the premarital sex except family members. So Lenny, the guy that hates you, he can't come in and say, it's family members. Now, they may hate you too. So, but you can't have premarital sex in Indonesia. And that's going to cut in a little to their tourist industry, I believe. But I don't even go there. Media. So CNN's laying off people. You never heard of them, but they are journalists that people know. Gannett, that's USA Today, they're laying off people because nobody reads Gannett because they're far left person paper. And the Washington Post has scrapped its Sunday print magazine. Now, all of these things are happening because those news agencies went so far left that the traditional American, the conservative, the Republican American just said, I'm not going to bother with you. That's big on USA Today because you got those papers in the planes and at the hotels and things like that. And people go, why am I going to read this? All right, you don't care about fairness or giving me information. You just want to hammer Trump. Excuse me. Which is what all those agencies have done consistently for 6 years. Okay. Smart Life. I hope you guys are appreciating what we're doing here, trying to save you a lot of money You know, is there anybody else doing this? I don't think so. Let me know. Again, bill@billoreilly.com. Name and town if you wish to opine. So there is a website, Ibotta, Ibotta. Leslie Sincotta from Colorado tipped us off about it. And this is a free online tool that allows Americans to get cash back on groceries and other purchases. And all you have to do is basically upload your receipts, prove that you bought the product, and they, at Ibotta, send you money. That's a pretty good deal, I think. You know, I don't do this stuff. It's all crazy to me, but I think this is pretty good. So go to Ibotta.com, create an account for yourself. They'll tell you what to do. Again, it's no, you don't have to pay for anything, but be careful about giving personal information. Be careful about that. This day in history, December 5th, 1901, way back there. Walt Disney, born in Chicago. All right, here's all Walt, 121 years ago. So he's raised on a farm in Marceline, Missouri. And when World War II broke out, he wanted to fight, but he couldn't because he was 16. So Walt signed up for the American Red Cross and got shipped over to the battlefields of Europe. Dangerous job driving these ambulances. And Walt was 16, he goes, I'm going, and went. Very patriotic. So he comes back, and with his brother Roy, they start an animation company. Now, at that time, there were no what they call talkies, silent films, silent animation, but they were right on the edge of it. And then they put out, in 1928, a talkie named Steamboat Willie, starring Mickey and Minnie Mouse. And it played in the theaters all over the place. And people loved them. They loved them. Okay, so then they moved to L.A., Hollywood, and they begin marketing all their animation, which people want, because the kids love it. Snow White, Pinocchio, Fantasia, Dumbo, Bambi, Alice in Wonderland, Peter Pan. All of these were in the early 1930s, before World War II. Okay, so then Disney obviously expands. He builds Disneyland in Anaheim, California, and he stakes out a bunch of land in Orlando, Florida, to build Disney World, but he never sees Disney World because he smoked cigarettes from the time he was a mid-teenager. And at age 65, lung cancer took him right out.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
It's time for today's Lucky Land horoscope with Victoria Cash.
Life's gotten mundane, so shake up the daily routine and be adventurous with a trip to Lucky Land. You know what they say, your chance to win starts with a spin. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com to play over 100 social casino-style games for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Get lucky today at LuckyLandSlots.com.
Available to players in the U.S., excluding Washington and Michigan. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void or prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
England. So I lived in England for a year. Most secular country I've ever lived. Well, I haven't lived in a lot of countries, but I visited 84. So England, very secular. And I'll explain why in a minute. So the census was recently taken last year, and only 46% of the population of England and Wales say they are Christian. Okay, that is down from 59% 10 years earlier. And the fastest growing religion is Muslims. So they're about 7% of the British population now. One in three people, 37%, say they don't believe in God. They don't believe. In the United States, that's 29%. Now, I have a lot of British friends, a lot of Englishmen, and I just mock them because they're all Anglican, which is Episcopal Protestant in America. But they don't go to church or they don't participate. In England, I used to go to a church where the dorm was in London, a Catholic church, St. Paul's, and not the big cathedral, it was a little Catholic church. Maybe six people in Sunday Mass with me and six people. And I think they were all Irish. I don't think there were any English there at all. Anyway, so Henry VIII is the person who started the Anglican religion because he wanted to get divorced and executed his wife. And the Pope said, no, I don't think so. So Henry dumped Roman Catholicism, which English were back then, and said, we're going to have Church of England. I'll head it up, primo. I can't tell you how much I mocked my English friends because, oh, this is good. This Henry VIII, yeah, primo. Okay, Smart Life. This is a segment we do every day, and we also have other things posted on BillO'Reilly.com that will save you money. So according to Dorothy Bishop, who lives in Fort Collins, Colorado, on YouTube, there is a guy who calls himself the deal guy. Here he is. His name is Matt Granite, okay? And he posts deals all over the place that save you money. And it's not obscure stuff. It's Amazon. It's the big Costco, the big box stores. And this guy, he's got really good information to save you a lot of money. So YouTube channel, and then you go and you search for the deal guy. Okay, Smart Life, save your money. This day in history, November 30th, 1982, Michael Jackson's sixth solo studio album is released worldwide. It would become the best-selling album in the world. Here's a look. All right, Thriller, all right, sold 70 million copies globally. Think about that, 70 million. What do you think? Retail, what, 12 bucks? You know, wholesale, Jackson probably got $8 an album. 70 million copies. It remains today the best-selling album in the world. Now, here are the other ones. This is an interesting list. This is worldwide. AC/DC, Back in Black, 50 million copies sold. The Bodyguard soundtrack, Whitney Houston, Kevin Costner, 45 million copies sold. Pink Floyd, Dark Side of the Moon, 45 million copies sold. The Eagles, Greatest Hits, 71 to 75, 44 million copies sold. So, those are the best albums, best. Those are the most successful albums economically in the history of the world. And Michael Jackson's Thriller came out, all right, what was it, 39 years ago, I said today, 40 years ago, 40 years ago today.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby. Mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa. Take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Disney. Boy, are they getting karma. Karma so much on Disney. So they have a movie, Strange World. Cost $180 million to make and market the film. $180 million. Okay? Opens over the Thanksgiving weekend, supposedly a big weekend for movies, right? Makes $24 million. An atomic bomb. An atomic bomb. Okay? This is Disney. The reason is that the target audience for movies like this is 5 to 10. Okay? Kids. And their parents take them. But Strange World deals with gay dating, global warming, and other very woke subjects. Roll the tape.
Legend! Hey, boy. Hey, open the door.
Yeah. Hey, boy, come on. Open the door.
Come on, Legend. You can do it. Come on, Legend. That's the baby. That's Mama's baby. You can do it. You can do it.
Can you not yell at my dog?
Well, I wouldn't yell if you were actually trained.
He is trained. He hasn't been in the house for the last 2 days.
We've been on this ship for the last 2 days.
Still have to unlock it. There's a switch right beside the handle. Legend, you see the switch?
Why? Is that, I mean, I'm not objecting to, it's boring. And kids 5 to 10, they don't care about global warming, okay? Or gay stuff. Disney. Evil ways. So I write a column yesterday, and it's on BillO'Reilly.com for everyone to read if you would like to, about the reason we are seeing so many horrendous things happen in the USA and around the world. It is evil. Okay? That's what is generating it. So I hope you read the column. Now, evil and hatred go hand in hand. They're simpatico. And NBC, Comcast, allows hatred on its cable arm, MSNBC. It allows it all day long, every day. One of the haters is Joy Reid, who despises her own country. This is what she said about Thanksgiving.
But it's also important to unpack the myth of Thanksgiving. It is a holiday riddled with historical inaccuracies. Built on this myth that the indigenous welcomed their colonizers with open arms and ears of corn, a simplistic fairy tale interpretation of a 1621 encounter between indigenous tribes and English settlers that erases the genocide that followed. It's the truth Republicans want banned from our textbooks, because here's the secret they want so desperately to keep. We are a country founded on violence.
Look, I'm not even going to get into the ignorant factor. I will just tell you that when the Puritans came over and they landed in Massachusetts, they formed a détente with the indigenous Indians. They helped each other. Now, there were tribes who did not subscribe to that, and there were conflict. But it wasn't a genocide. And the genocide that happened after was about 150 years later. A guy named Roger Williams came over, didn't like how the Puritans were behaving, went to Rhode Island and formed a colony with the help of Native Americans. Okay? So this woman knows nothing. But the important thing is that NBC allows this hatred of America to be on display with no counter. It's not like somebody comes up behind her and says, hey, you don't know anything, lady. No, It's one after the other, after the other, after the other. Hate, 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 hate. Smart Life. Seniors. Okay. Amazon Prime. You get 50% off your membership if you are getting Social Security. Pretty good deal. Okay. Then Kohl's Department Store, Michael's Craft Shops, Denny's Restaurants, IHOP, Outback Steakhouse, AMC Theaters, McDonald's, and Amtrak all have hefty discounts for seniors. Worth your while to check them. Save you some money, and we need to do that. This day in history, November 28th, 1871, the Ku Klux Klan trials begin in Columbia, South Carolina. 151 years ago, the Klan was a paramilitary organization in many parts of the South, heavily armed. And if African Americans tried to vote, those African Americans were punished, sometimes killed. If whites tried to help them vote, the whites were punished, sometimes killed. Well, U.S. Grant had enough, okay? So he sent federal troops down to South Carolina to destroy the Ku Klux Klan, which they did. And they put hundreds on trial, and 144 at least were convicted. Broke the back of the Klan, okay? That was a good thing by U.S. Grant. However, he didn't follow up on it. And then subsequent presidents didn't care about it. So the Klan regenerated and caused real terror in the South until J. Edgar Hoover and the FBI broke them in the 1960s. So anyway, the first Klan trials, 151 years ago today, this day in history. I hope you find these worthwhile.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At chumbacasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions 18 plus.